You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to line them up. Opening lines, line moves, and how money is moving the sports betting market. Line them up with Joe Ostrowski and Joe Giglio. Get ready to place your bets.
Got Jared Smith sitting in for Joe Giglio today. Plenty going on. Major League Baseball. This is when we line them up. Go over today's matchups. Get you set. But before any of these matchups, since they are all evening games, we've got to talk a little bit about this MLB trade deadline. Thursday was big. Got Max Scherzer, Trey Turner going to the Dodgers. Anthony Rizzo now joining Joey Gallo and company with Jared's Yankees. You got all the thumpers in the world, man. That short porch and right, it's always been an issue, that left-handed power. But now they make this move. Were you expecting this? Because the Gallo made a lot of sense to me, even though it's criticized, especially since you get him for next year, too.
Yep. If
you just need to start over. I don't think the Red Sox will be playing like this again. But to get him for next year is terrific. But I always wondered, what is taking so long? Why not get that left-handed power that they've desperately needed? And then they went all in this time around.
Well, they've been hamstrung by the Stanton deal. And they made, you know, because when you bring in a lefty pop guy, you want to have some share at DH available. And they just don't have that available right now with Stanton because he just cannot play the outfield. And if he does, he's probably going to get hurt quicker than he would. You know, I went to a game once where Stanton got hurt sliding in the third, like not even playing the outfield, like just sliding into third. So I think that deal, which, you know, Brian Cashman says he had to make, Derek Jeter gave him Stanton basically for nothing. I think it's really hamstrung the Yankees with going out and getting one of those big power bats. I'm with you on Gallo. There was so much hate for Gallo. The dude's a Gold Glove outfield.
Why?
Look at the outfield for the Yankees right now. They're throwing out Ryan Lamar. They got better with Joey Gallo. And I don't think there's any doubt about that. The Rizzo thing was surprising. I thought Rizzo was a good fit for the Yankees a couple years ago before the Luke Voit deal. I think the Rizzo thing maybe makes it a little more question about how the Yankees feel about Luke Voit's status going forward. But I certainly think Rizzo's a good fit in the Bronx. I mean, he's a team guy. You know, he understands how to win. He's won before. And he's a lefty that can swing it. And he's a decent first baseman. I mean, that smells Yankee Stadium to me.
Sometimes we underrate this in baseball. He's great for that clubhouse.
You're absolutely.
You're going to fall in love with him right away. I think overall he's a great addition on many different levels. And you beat the Red Sox to the punch.
That's the key. You're right. That it's almost like just taking him away from Boston was worth the squeeze right there.
Yeah, they were going hard for him, and a good job by Jed Hoyer, the Cubs general manager, well, president now, by using them against each other. So you can get the best deal he possibly could since they decided to wait too long, even though the Cubs offense has been broken for years. And the Dodgers' big moves, Scherzer and Trey Turner. I mean, just pay attention to the Dodgers' actions. Doesn't matter what they say because they can't say much. Just watching their actions. Trevor Bauer's not going to start again this year.
Nope. That's what it says. I agree. And I think the Turner thing, as much as we're going to talk about Max Scherzer, I mean, goodness gracious, Trey Turner's a pretty good player too. Yeah. Got two Turners now on the Dodgers, Justin and Trey. We'll see which one wins out. I'm assuming Justin will get maybe – I don't know. Where do you think Trey plays? You think they put him at third and maybe move Justin around a little bit?
I mean, they
– you can play him anywhere.
A roster filled with guys that can play anywhere.
Anywhere. Maybe put him in the outfield. Who knows?
I mean, they're going to put Bellinger at first base for the first time in a big
game
the other day. The bad air,
you know, but that's a really interesting point, because you look at how teams are constructing rosters these days, and I think this is a problem with the Yankees. Too many pieces that can only play one position, where I think some teams that are really successful these days have that flexibility, because as you know, COVID, injuries, slumps, you have to be able to move pieces around. The Dodgers are good at that. Other teams that maybe aren't as good, the Rays are great at that too. You know, those Swiss Army knives that are not like the typical utility players that can only hit maybe once a week. They're really good players, but they can play multiple positions. I think that's the future of the league.
Speaking of guys that have that flexibility, the watch is on for Chris Bryant today. Where's he going to land? Not just a third baseman. He could play both corner outfield spots. Also for the Cubs, Craig Kimbrell, he will be dealt. That's the expectation before 4 o'clock Eastern. Jose Berríos, best starter on the market from the Twins. And Trevor Story, I know you're not a fan of the team, but they're right there by you in New York. It seems like the Mets want everybody.
They need somebody.
Yeah.
The Mets probably – Mets fans have probably not liked picking up their, you know, logging into social media the last 24 hours. Because unlike Yankees fans, and this city is very unique, where there's multiple sports, multiple teams in multiple sports. It's, you know, Chicago has it too, so you understand that vibe. But there is like a hierarchy of the sports.
Yeah.
And of the teams. And when the Yankees do something – you hear more Mets fans get upset than you do Yankees fans be happy. When the other thing happens, when the Mets do something, the Yankees fans just kind of sit there and they're like, all right, whatever. So the Mets fans probably have gotten a little bit impatient over the last day or so. Whereas if the Mets were doing all the moves, the Yankees fans probably would have just said, all right, little brother, you do whatever you want. But that's kind of the vibe, I would say, in the city. Mets fans probably very anxious picking up their phones the last day, seeing, especially the Dodgers making the moves too. They're in the same league. So Mets fans probably not feeling too good today.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman reporting over the last couple of days, the Mets and Cubs have discussed various permutations of deals, including a right-handed pitcher, Zach Davies, who I believe, is he set to pitch today? Oh no, it's Trevor Williams Day. And Chris Bryant or Javi Baez, that according to Heyman. SNY's Andy Martino reporting that the Mets are looking for pitching depth and a bat, maybe Trevor Story. So keep a close eye on that. We will let you know if anything goes down. But, Jared, let's take a look at today's card. We're going to have to wait until after the deadline, so you have time to get all your bets in. Got 15 games. A few that really jump out to me. I'm interested to see how these teams that are just selling pieces off, how the players are going to respond today. And the first matchup we have is the Cubs and Nationals. I'm not saying I have a bet on the game, but how are these players going to react after dumping their best players?
I don't know. The hardest thing I've been gambling a long time, but you know, really handicapping only for, you know, a couple years really heavily. The hardest thing to do is to understand what's going on in these guys' heads. I mean, that is, you know, to be able to pick out strands and to say this is actually going to be a positive for a team or a negative, hands down the hardest thing to do. And this situation, you would lean negative with the Cubs. But I don't know. I mean, it could galvanize them, you know. And when the deck gets cleared – and another guy knows he's going to get an everyday opportunity, and you know better than me who that guy's going to be with, you know, Rizzo out, and with probably Bryant, you know, maybe we'll see him play today. Probably not, though, if everyone's, you know, expecting him to get traded.
No, he didn't play yesterday. They're not.
He did not play, so he's not going to play today. Obviously, he's going to get dealt. So the other guys are going to get chances, And that sometimes can be a spark. So I would lean to the negative on the Cubs. But again, these guys get their shot and they do something with it. And that kind of galvanizes the team.
Yeah, I also don't have a bet on the game, but another interesting angle is this has been looming over the team's head all year.
Yeah, and now it's done.
And now it's finally done.
Yeah.
Okay, they're gone. This is over. I don't have to answer any more questions about it. And the Nationals, it was a question all season what they were going to do. Everyone knew that the Cubs were going to sell, but for the Nationals, this is kind of fresh. So
yeah,
I'm not saying I have an angle there, just interesting to see how the two teams react here between the Cubs and the Nationals. Here's a matchup that does interest me. It's the Reds and the Mets. You've got Sonny Gray going against Carrasco. I was surprised that I see some sports books posting a strikeout prop for Carrasco in his Mets debut. He had three minor league appearances ramping up to this. And in his last one in AAA, he only threw three innings. So I'm shocked. I know they're juicing the under heavily, but I'm shocked that they're putting a K prop out there for Carrasco.
This line makes no sense, too.
It's cool.
I don't understand it. Sonny Gray's weirdly better on the road. Really good numbers on the road. 3.3 ERA compared to 5.23 at home.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. I mean, that's another, you know, Sonny Gray anomaly. But Gray's great on the road. The Reds are as hot as ever. Joey Votto's hit like 100 home runs in the last five games. And you're giving Carrasco not only the favorite, but now juicing the line in his favor continuously and moved, you know, towards Carrasco and the Mets throughout. I don't understand it. And usually when that happens, there's some weird reason why Sonny Gray on the road will blow up today and Carrasco will go three or four innings. And then some guy on the bullpen will just, you know, shove for the Mets the rest of the way. Because usually when these lines move in weird directions, they move for a reason. But logically, I would say the Reds should be favored in this game, but they're not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of lines, it didn't make a ton of sense to me. Maybe you can explain it. Texas Rangers. They've lost 13 of their last 14 games, and they're plus 100. Like, what? Do we just have to bet Seattle? Because I know the pitching matchup is disgusting, and Seattle's going against a lefty. They're bottom five in Major League Baseball against lefties this season. The Rangers, okay, weighted runs created plus, averages about 100. Since the restart, their weighted runs created plus is 40. Like,
wow.
They are just so much worse than everybody else. And now you don't have Gallo. Second half, small sample. They're hitting 159 with an OPS of 494. Do we have to just blind bet Seattle because Texas is so horrific and you're not laying a price?
Yeah, I mean, Seattle on the road, though, you know, that's the only thing that scares me there. I feel like I've faded, you know, a lot of these names when, you know, usually the night before I'll just like scroll through the starting pitcher names for the next day. And I'll just try to get some visceral reaction because if I, you know, have some scar tissue from prior bets this season, I feel like Allard's been a guy that I faded at some point this year, right? That sounds about right to me. I don't know. I wouldn't want to back either of these teams tonight. Yeah, I like there's a couple decent spots on the board, and that's not one of them.
Okay, I was just shocked to see Texas at a spot after losing 13-14. They can't do anything right now. Give me one of your favorite spots on the board.
At this point of the year, I would say some of these first three unders really intrigue me, because I do feel like, and we can get into a separate conversation about why first three, first five, what the difference is there. But I would take this Rockies Padres first three under. John Gray, surprisingly good numbers against San Diego this year, and Colorado's brutal on the road, period, but they're even worse against lefties. Yeah. So I think Colorado's offense is a fade on the road. And if you get a pitcher on the other side, Gray, who's had decent numbers against San Diego in his past, obviously he's got plenty of experience facing them. And especially San Diego, you know, you talk about the trade deadline negatives of trading a guy away. Joe, how about the trade deadline negatives of not getting a guy that you were supposed to get, which is the Padres are going through right now? They were supposed to get Max Scherzer. Everyone was reporting they were getting Max Scherzer. They didn't get Max Scherzer. And now what's the mental state of the team knowing your biggest rival, who beat you in the playoffs last year, came in at the 11th hour and stole the guy you were supposed to get? So I think the Padres might be in a bit of a malaise tonight too. And the total dropped about a half a run overnight. Ryan Weathers is not a length guy, which again goes into the first five, first three argument, but zero earned runs in his last two starts. So I feel good about that matchup tonight, and you probably get a pretty decent price on the under 2.5.
Yeah, what if they don't get Barrios either? That might not be a happy squad.
Yeah.
One thing that did jump out to me is some of the history of the Padres against Gray. Meyer, Machado, Grisham, they're all over 1,000 OPS in their
career
against them. Decent sample size for Myers and Machado there. How about the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks? The Dodgers, -190 road favorites. Pretty good pitching matchup with Gonsolin and Gallen. Both of these guys have had a lot of success against their opponent. I'm looking at under 9. What do you think?
Yeah, Gallen scares me. Gallen's a blow-up guy. Like, when it's bad for Gallen, it's really bad. Yeah. And Gonsolin, I feel like I've been burned a couple times by Gonsolin this year, because the Dodgers use him in weird spots and they don't extend him a ton. I think if you get good Gonsolin tonight, maybe a Dodgers first five run line might be in order. You would think you'll get a decent price there, because they're not laying the full Dodger juice that you're used to. They're under the $2 threshold. So maybe a first five run line Dodgers to be ahead after five innings. I think LA, you know, again, it goes back to that narrative of the trade deadline. I mean, you would imagine that those dudes are going to be pretty fired up today with Max Scherzer and Trey Turner walking into that clubhouse at some point. So I would certainly lean LA in that matchup.
What do you think about Boston +120 at Tampa Bay today? The Rays, they don't hit lefties.
Yeah.
A couple hitters in their lineup have had some struggles against Perez. Anything there?
I would lean Boston.
Yeah,
I don't trust Tampa. I know yesterday they looked great, and you know, and that was more Cole bad, I think, than good Tampa. And then that one, well, it was basically two innings. They scored 14 runs in the first, and I think the sixth or the seventh, they scored the 10th spot. I would probably come off of Tampa after a game like that. And you're getting plus money on Boston. How often do you get plus money on Boston this year?
That's Jared Smith in for Joe Giglio today. I'm Joe Ostrowski. This is BetQL Daily. Coming up next, we'll talk about the MLB trade deadline and its impact with Michael Beller from The Athletic on the BetQL Network.